With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. House voting to censure Congressman Al Green for disrupting President Donald Trump's address to Congress.
The Texas Democrat offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor during the president's speech on Tuesday night. He said he'd do it again. The resolution against Green was approved on a mostly party-line vote of 224 to 198, with some Democrats crossing over. House Speaker Mike Johnson had Green removed from the chamber Tuesday night in the early moments of the president's speech. The resolution expresses displeasure at the congressman's actions, but does not affect rights or privileges as a member of the House. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump issuing what he said was a last warning to Hamas after meeting with eight former hostages. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says U.S. officials have had ongoing talks and discussions with Hamas officials.
Dialogue and talking to people around the world to do what's in the best interest of the American people is something that the president has proven is what he believes is good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
And this late word, Hamas has reportedly brushed off President Trump's latest threat and reiterated it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Vice President J.D. Vance visiting the U.S.-Mexico border to showcase how arrests for illegal crossings have fallen sharply under President Trump. Vance said the improvement has occurred because Trump is demanding that all of government prioritize the immigration issue in ways former President Biden never did. Vance joined by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in Eagle Pass, Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 220 points, the NASDAQ down 270. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical calls for peace.
Franklin Graham is urging all Christians to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine, which began 3 years ago with Russia's invasion. Writing on X, Graham says, quote, "The progress we had all hoped for toward peace is again delayed. Pray for the people of Ukraine and that there would be an end to this terrible war. The conflict has killed tens of thousands and has displaced even more people while devastating large parts of Ukraine." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has extended a nationwide block on President Trump's executive orders halting federal funding for providers of sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in a lawsuit filed by families with transgender kids who claim their health care had been compromised by the president's actions. Another judge has also blocked Mr. Trump's action in four states, which filed their own lawsuit over that order. Left-wing groups have launched over more than 100 lawsuits opposing executive orders. This is SRN News. A street painting near the White House dedicated to Black Lives Matter will be removed.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city can't afford to be distracted by meaningless congressional interference, and the federal job cuts must be the number one concern. Bowser is facing growing pressure of a federal takeover from President Trump and Republicans in Congress. The mayor ordered the painting in 2020 and renamed the intersection Black Lives Matter Plaza as a public act of defiance following the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Three skiers who had flown by helicopter to a remote mountain range in Alaska were swept away by an avalanche and likely killed under the weight of dozens of feet of snow. The slide happened late Tuesday afternoon near the community of Girdwood. That's about 40 miles south of Anchorage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.